Have I been like Jesus? Have I loved as I have been loved? Do I forgive as I have been forgiven? I have been loved much. I have been forgiven even more. I would also have you listen, as you listen to the Word of God, for the gospel. In spite of what you have done and where you have been and who you've mingled with, so also God's word comes to you and assures you that you are his child and that you are forgiven of your sins and that the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross was not for nothing. It was for you. There was a man here in Pergamum. And this reading talks about it. It gives his name. His name is Antipas. And it appears that he is actually one of the martyrs. A martyr is one who is a witness. Martyr has also become known for martyrdom. It is a gift of the Spirit. It's one of those gifts, though, that you only get to use once. Apparently, this Antipas, and I have to tell you, this is the only time his name is mentioned in the Scriptures, and we actually know nothing else about him other than he was martyred as a witness to Christ in this community in Pergamum, standing up for the faith as it's described in this text. Jesus goes on, though, and issues a warning to these people. And the warning comes in words like this, but I have a few things against you. You have some who hold to the teaching of Balaam, and who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel so that you might eat food sacrificed to idols and practice sexual immorality. Like I said earlier, this text has a way of giving us a few words here that's got a lot to unpack from a different era. And these words take you back to an incident that happened with the people of Israel as they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years under the leadership of Moses. They had already destroyed the Amorites, but now they camped in the presence of a group known as the Midianites. And Balak was the king of the Midianites. And as he looked upon the vast horde that is known as Israel, he became very afraid. He was afraid that Israel was going to swallow up the Midianite kingdom just as they swallowed up the Amorite kingdom previously. So you know what you do when you're in that kind of a sticky wicket, don't you? You go to the Yellow Pages. Of course, we don't have those anymore, but back then they did. And you look under the section entitled Rent-A-Prophet, which is exactly what he does. He finds a prophet by the name of Balaam. And I have to say, this Balaam character is a bit strange. I don't know that he's an Israelite. He's certainly in communication with God. He even knows the angel of the Lord. There's a mysterious thing about various parts of the Old Testament. There are other characters just as mysterious as this guy. One was the king of Salem. His name was Melchizedek. We don't know much about him either. And for that matter, you know, Moses, after he flees from Egypt, he goes tearing off into the wilderness, and he helps this girl out to get some water for her sheep, and it turns out that her father too is called the priest of Midian. And you go, where are all these people coming from? I think we would have to say that these were actually pretty spiritual people. Now, that doesn't mean they were always clear-headed. Balak comes to Balaam and says, well, I'm going to give you, he comes three times, and twice, I guess, to the house and say, I want you to come and I want you to curse Israel for me. That's what rent up. I'll give you money, you curse them. All right? And Balaam says, well, I can't do that. I can only do what God says I can do. And he goes and he listens, and God says, don't go with him. Well, then he comes back with more money. You know, that's the way you really rent somebody. How much is this going to cost me? And this time the king comes with more important people and a boatload of money. And again, Balaam is very true here. He says, no, I'm not going to go with you. But then the Lord gives him instructions and says, yeah, you should go with him. But only speak what I tell you.